Let me tell you, Dante Pettis is now in the perfect place in his career. He's getting more reps than ever, and he is showing us more than ever as a rookie wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers. His role is now increasing by the game. It's that time where we're going to step inside the Niners locker room to talk to a player, and we already said hello to Dante Pettis earlier this year. He was such a great conversation. We wanted to have him back, especially with him now more involved than ever before. Dante, it is good to have you back on the show. How you doing, young man?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm doing good. It's good to be back on the show.
Yeah, good to have you back. Thanks so much for joining us. How was that trip to Seattle for you? I know that it wasn't the win that you guys wanted, but it felt like a little bit of a college homecoming for you. You played excited to be there.
Yeah, no. I mean, it was cool to go back and everything. Obviously, like you said, I wish I would have had the win. The loss kind of overshadowed things, but I mean, I loved my 4 years in Seattle, so it was pretty special to go back there.
It was cool to see you have a career high in catches, in yards, and in touchdowns all in the same game. Again, a 129. What's the fourth most by a rookie and the most since any rookie as a wide receiver in a 49er uniform since Jerry Rice? Your four touchdowns now on the season are the most by a Niner rookie wide receiver since Terrell Owens. And look, Dante, I don't know that much about football, but you as a wide receiver, you should try to get yourself on as many lists with Terrell Owens and Jerry Rice as you can.
Yeah, those aren't too bad of names to go along with.
Yeah, it really is. Does it feel like your rookie season is going past you slowly, or is it going speed of light?
I think it's going by pretty fast. I think especially because I missed about a few games in the middle of the year. So that kind of speeds things up. When you look at it, I feel like we've been playing for a long time, but, it doesn't really, when you don't really feel that way, I guess.
Dante Pettis of the San Francisco 49ers, rookie receiver, joining us here. Like you said, you missed a little time in the middle of this season. When you were down and rehabbing, what did you do? And in some ways, were those weeks away from the field part of the reason why you're looking so good now that you're back out there?
So when I was hurt, I mean, really the biggest thing that I could do that would help me the most was just to rest my knee. So it was tough because it wasn't like I pulled my hamstring or something where you rolled your ankle, you can do a bunch of rehab and all that stuff. They were saying rest was just the best thing for it. So that's what I was trying to do. And I do think the time off helped a lot because I wasn't feeling 100%. So once I came back and I was 100%, then it was like, okay, now I can play the way that I want to play. I feel how I want to. And so, I do think that helped a lot.
I tell you, it's obvious this season will never be filed under 100% based on the injuries that have come through and trying to watch just this year for Niner fans. It's been a long year, but it's hard not to think about how this could have all eventually fit together. And that's Jimmy Garoppolo, Jarrett McKinnon, Kittle, Breida, Goodwin, McGlinchey, and you. I mean, you are now revealing yourself, I think, as the player that everyone hoped was drafted early by the Niners. Do you just feel better now, more accomplished, more comfortable here, 12 weeks into your year as opposed to when we talked to you, I think, before the Minnesota game?
Yeah. I think we're kind of in a place where everybody wants just instant results. And when it doesn't happen, people are like, they don't know that, you might have to wait a little bit. So when something doesn't go right, right away, when someone doesn't produce right away, they're like, okay, well, obviously he wasn't the right draft pick, or obviously we shouldn't have signed him or traded for him or whatever. But I mean, some things take a little bit of time to pick up. And, there's a lot of stuff going on at the beginning of the year, and the more I've played, the more I've kind of become comfortable with the offense, playing against, NFL DBs and all that stuff. And so I think it just took a little bit of time. And, you know, now that we're in week, whatever, 12, 13, whatever now, you know, now I definitely do feel a lot more comfortable and kind of ready to go.
Are you modeling your game after any other player's game? Is there someone whose film you watch to pick up their tendencies?
Yeah, there's a lot of people's film I watch. I love watching Doug Baldwin, Keenan Allen, Odell. Like I like watching those guys, their releases, the way they run their routes. I try to pick a lot of things from them.
I tell you, we have a weekly conversation with Hall of Fame wide receiver Michael Irvin, and he's been watching you and your tape and says, man, this kid is a real player. And not only do you look more and more comfortable, but you're getting your timing down, which is very tough to do when you're already on your third quarterback of the year. How difficult has it been to adjust to three different guys, three different arms, three different maybe levels of the playbook?
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of looked at it as you can't worry about who's going to throw you the ball, really. I mean, the quarterback has a job and the receiver has a job. The quarterback has to throw you the ball and the receiver has to catch the ball, pretty much. That's pretty much, you know, what it boils down to. And so when you can't really get caught up in specifics of, oh, I'm on my third quarterback or whatever, because they're expecting you to run your route a certain way and you're expecting them to throw the ball a certain way. So as long as you trust the guy that's in there, I don't really think it's a problem. I don't really think you have to work on all that chemistry and stuff like that.
It's funny, you know, so many players talk to us about how complicated this all gets for you to just be like, look, they throw it, I catch it, doesn't matter who they are, doesn't matter who I am. That just kind of needs to happen to make this all work. We're talking with Dante Pettis, 49er rookie receiver. Dante, obviously, you got so many NCAA punt return records next to your name. A lot of fans want to know, why aren't you returning punts right now for the Niners?
To be honest, there's a few reasons. I think the first one was, you know, I dropped those two punts early in the year. And so once that happened, I mean, and I was hurt, so Richie was in. And Richie was doing a really good job. So they couldn't just, you know, bench Richie when he has been playing really well back there. And then the fact that I started playing more on offense, and we were down to four receivers, you know, the last 2 weeks. And so, you know, if I'm back there and I get hurt, then we're down to one receiver, and then people have to switch their positions and all that stuff. So I think there's a lot of things going into that whole decision.
Yeah, there's no doubt that the depth chart is playing into the decision whether or not to use you on special teams. In a perfect world, are you returning punts in the NFL? Is that something you want to do, or are you starting to look at it like, hey, man, I'm a receiver, I'm an XYZ, and XYZ receivers, they don't return punts?
No, I love returning punts. In a perfect world, if I could do it, doesn't get me too tired and all that stuff. I mean, I would love to do it. It's another chance to get your hands on the ball and make a play. That's something that I love doing and I always have loved to do. And so, yeah, I mean, in a perfect world, I would be back there. But, you know, there's a lot of things that happen that, you know, play into that whole thing.
Absolutely. And look, you know an awful lot about how many things go into what makes up a professional athlete. You grew up in a family. Your dad, a professional athlete, for those who don't know, third base coach for the Houston Astros, Gary Pettis, is your father. And obviously, look, that was a tough loss to the Red Sox this October. Quiet offseason for the Astros so far. Have you told them to check out Madison Bumgarner here in San Francisco?
No, I mean, I've been so caught up in this season, I haven't paid much attention to their off season and what they're doing. My dad tells me a few things, what goes on, or my mom will say something about it. But for the most part, honestly, I haven't really seen anything that's been going on in their off season.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dante, there's no doubt that the 49ers listens to these interviews, and that is the correct answer, young man. Congratulations. Well done. Well said. Can we talk about the hair? The hair, it looked like the color was fading a little bit, but it came back. Was that for the Huskies? in the Pac-12 title game.
Yeah, absolutely. It faded out a little. It's just, I mean, you have to fade it to, or have to let it fade out to dye it another color. And so the plan was to go purple all along. And so, you know, got a lot of love for the University of Washington, and just a little shout out to them.
Hey, Washington versus Ohio State in the Rose Bowl. You're the kind of guy who can charter a private plane and go on down now. Are you going to, go to the Rose Bowl?
Yeah, I don't know about a private plane and all that, but luckily for me, it's only about a 45-minute flight.
There you go.
Back home, so look at, yeah, I'll definitely be there.
And look at you making the prudent financial decisions. He's like, I can still fly commercial.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that famous yet, but someday you keep up these games, you will be. Dante, thank you very much for joining us. It was great to talk to you. No matter what you do to your hair, it works. It couldn't work on me. I mean, there's no doubt. There's no way this could not work on me.
No,
there's no way I could pull this off.
It's just confidence.
Well, you know what? I have a ridiculous, almost unreasonable level of self-confidence. I don't have that kind of confidence. I really, really don't. One of the things that I know is I'm sure I'm not up on cool music. We already asked you once this year. What's the last thing that you bought on iTunes? Either an album or a record or a song that was so good you had to buy it?
I got the new 1975 album.
All right. Okay, so I've heard of that band, which makes me feel not so old.
Yeah, no, they're I really like them. It's a little like alternative music, but yeah, I mean, I think that's the last album I downloaded.
Dude, looking at your hair from Seattle, like you're wired to like a little alt grunge music, aren't you?
Yeah, it didn't really happen until I went out there, but you know, I got tapped in.
There you go. They put the flannel on you, they hand you a coffee, and you can't help it, right?
Exactly.
Hey, Dante, it was great catching up with you again. I know it's been a long year, and you guys got some tough opponents coming up. You'll see Seattle again before too long. You're going to be taking on the Denver Broncos this week. What do you notice as you look at Denver Bronco film? What are you studying? What are you instantly aware of?
I mean, I think the thing that jumps out most is their defensive line. Obviously, they got a lot of players on the line that can do some things. And so, you know, just being able to win our matchups on the outside fast so, you know, the quarterback can doesn't have to really worry about avoiding any pressure or anything like that. I think that'll be big for us.
Yeah, I got to get the ball out quick. It's going to be you want to talk about a long, long day of work for Mike McGlinchey. He's going to be looking at Von Miller all day, isn't he?
Yeah, that'll be good for him.
Or it won't be good for Nick Mullins, one or the other.
Hey, Mike, I got a lot of faith in Mike.
I do too. He's fantastic, and he's a great conversation, as are you, Dante. Thanks an awful lot for joining us, man. Wish you the best of luck, best of health the rest of the way, and go Huskies in the Rose Bowl.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Dante Pettis, dude.